Reports, ex-Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and wife dead in suspected murder-suicide. By Simon Kent on April 16, 2026. Multiple reports indicate former Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, D., and his wife were found dead in the early hours of Thursday morning following a murder-suicide. The tragedy happened just after midnight in suburban Annandale, according to the Fairfax County Police Department, FCPD. The 47-year-old Democrat shot his dentist wife, Serena Fairfax, in the basement of their residence before turning the gun on himself, according to police as cited by the NY Post. Fox News has also reported on the incident. Seven News reports officers responded to the 8100 block of Guinevere Drive for a death investigation. Detectives confirmed they discovered a man and a woman dead inside a residence. The report sets out the circumstances behind the deaths. The agency's preliminary findings indicate Justin Fairfax, 47, shot his wife, Dr. Serena W. Fairfax, before turning the gun on himself. Police believe the murder happened in the basement of the home, and at some point after shooting his wife, Justin Fairfax ran upstairs of the home to the primary bedroom, where he shot himself. He used the same gun, but police have not recovered it yet. The couple has two children who were home at the time of the shooting. One of them called 911. This has been an ongoing domestic dispute surrounding what seems to be a complicated or messy divorce, Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis recounted. I don't think it's a secret that there's been a divorce proceedings that have been ongoing. From what I understand in this early stage, former Lieutenant Governor Fairfax was recently served some paperwork associated with an upcoming court proceeding that apparently led to this incident last night. The apparent marriage woes came several years after Fairfax was hit with a slew of sexual assault claims while he was in office in 2019, as Breitbart News reported. At least two women publicly accused him of sexually assaulting them. He denied all allegations. More to come. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.